Hi, Kath.
I don't know why that happens.
As long as it goes.
There you go.
I think I did it.
How are you? Okay.
With a little help from Em.
Yeah. Thank you, Em.
Yes.
Where's my volume? Fuck.
Yeah, we're just waiting for everybody else to pop up.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Kathy. Kathy, maybe you can help me out. I've been having a problem where my video doesn't seem to show anything. It's just sort of that shadow kind of thing.
Yeah, it's like a blob.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why. Let me see if I can.
Yeah, I was at a meeting earlier in the week and the same thing happened. I thought it was just a one-shot deal, but I guess you'll have to do without my lovely smile tonight. Can you manage?
I think I'll manage, but it's good to hear your voice anyway.
Okay, very good.
And can you hear mine?
I can hear you.
Yeah.
Okay, good. That only took 15 minutes for me to do.
Hey, Kathy?
Yes?
Am I okay?
Yep, you're good too. Thank you.
Yep, thanks.
I'm waiting on Nick and Dana. I'm sure Alan and Al will probably be joining us also.
It's frustrating.
We should check your webcam.
It's a new computer, and I'm not sure that it's, you know, really been used before in that way. I thought I had that. Maybe not. Yeah, I'm running my finger over the webcam, and it's doing something there. I don't know.
Is there still some backing plastic over it?
That's a good point. You know what? You might have solved the problem.
Yeah.
There's the culprit right there. Thank you, Judy. That was a good call.
Well, as soon as you said new computer.
All right. Whoops.
I'm gonna give Dane a little buzz.
655.
Has anybody heard from Nick? I didn't hear anything from him. I don't know if he's going to make it tonight or not.
I haven't heard anything.
Okay. Yeah, the meeting's starting. Is Dane upstairs or? Okay. All right. Thanks. Bye. Hey, Dane, I just called Juan. Dana should be signing on.
Dana. Marcos is feeling better, Kathy.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. He'll be ready to go tomorrow.
Ellen. Evening.
I'm going to go grab a sweatshirt quick.
Dana, are you all set?
I'm all set. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure you were off. Let me hear everybody.
Judy went to grab a sweatshirt.
And Dana, did you hear from Nick Brown, Alyssa, or Stan? That's who we're missing right now.
Yeah, I had the only thing I had heard from them was originally that they had said that they were available any day.
Oh, okay. So they might show up just a little
bit. Alyssa,
still a little
Alyssa
early.
Too.
Yeah, Alyssa, that's what I said. Nick, Alyssa, and Stan. No, we're just a little early yet.
I still left my bottle of soda in the garage. Darn it.
Good evening, Bob.
Hey, pass the Pepsi.
Diet caffeine free. Oh.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock officially.
Yes, it is.
I don't know who's chiming.
That's mine, and that's my grandfather clock.
Okay. Well, going to call the meeting to order at 7 o'clock. This is the Board of Finance meeting on August 20th, 2020. First, I'm just going to do roll call. You can just say present, just so we have it for the record. Ed Edelman?
Present.
Harry Machinas?
Here.
Diane Gagnon?
Present.
Nick Brown hasn't popped yet. Judy Buell?
Present.
Kathy Donahue, present. Let's see, Alyssa or Stan and Kathy Newcomb.
Present. And Stan is here too.
Oh, Stan is here too. Oh, Stan just popped on my screen. So Stan is also here. That's good. Hi, Stan. All right. The first thing on the agenda tonight is elect a chairman and a vice chairman due to Lisa Sigmund's resignation. Chairman, but we need to elect officers. Unfortunately, this is a special agenda, and I do not see new alternates on this. I guess it's going to be the members that are present at this point in voting.
You don't think we're allowed to see an alternate?
Well, it's a special agenda, and we have seating of alternates on the agenda.
Okay.
It's not on here. And because it's a special, I mean, if the board.
We've got an echo. We've got an echo going on.
Stan, I think
it's a very bad echo.
Stan, I'm sorry. Or is that just you're getting feedback? Yeah, can people mute? Thank you. Okay. I guess it's at the board's pleasure, but because it's not on the special meeting agenda that we're going to add an alternate, I think we're going to do it with the seated members that are here. Do I have the chairman first? Do I have any nominations for chairman?
I would nominate Ms. Kathy Donahue for chairman. Ms. Perry.
I'll second that.
Okay. Do I have any other nominations for chairman? Okay, hearing none, I will close the nominations for chairman and call the vote. I'm just going to go down the list the same way I did it before. Ed Edelman?
Aye.
Harry Machinas?
Aye.
Ann Gagnon?
Aye.
Nick's still here. Judy Buell?
Aye.
And Kathy Donahue? Aye. Okay, moving on to vice chairman. Do I have nominations for the vice chairman position?
I would, just Diane Gagnon, I'd like to nominate Judy Buell.
Okay, do I have a second? Harry, I couldn't quite hear you. Is that a second?
I will second that.
Okay. Do I hear any other nominations from floor? Nobody else? Okay. Hearing none, I'll close nomination and I'll give you roll call. Ed Edelman?
Aye.
Harry Machinas?
Aye.
Diane Gagnon?
Aye.
Judy Buell?
Aye.
And Kathy Donahue, aye. Okay, moving on to the next agenda, number 3 is citizen comments. Or is there anybody who's here who would like to make a citizen's comment?
Yes, welcome to the board, Judy.
Thank you.
No, yep. Oh, the other, the comment that I had was I was going to say the good job of getting the backhoe to referendum, especially Diane, with the collection of signatures. So that
You're welcome.
That was a very good effort in a very short time to accomplish that.
I have to agree.
Okay, I don't see anybody lining up for citizens' comment. I think that's Al. 8177. Your square's lining up, and I'm not sure if you wanted to speak or not. If you want to speak, just speak up, because your square does that quite a bit on my screen. No? Okay. Guess not. So I'll close citizens' comment. We'll move on to approval of minutes of July 8, 2020 regular meeting and July 8, 2020 special meeting. Since the special meeting happened first, do I have a motion to approve the July 8 meeting, special meeting?
So moved.
Duke, can I have a second, please?
Second. Diane Gagnon.
Okay. And review any changes or corrections or anything that anybody wants to add to these minutes.
I don't actually have a copy of those minutes.
Okay. Yeah, Judy, they should came with the packet of your financials. Well, you know, you would be...
No. Yeah, I printed everything off. I don't have them.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll get them to you. They are online. Oh, but I'll get a copy to you, but since you weren't seated on the board at that point...
Yeah, I was going to abstain anyway.
Okay.
I think that one set of the minutes had me making either a motion or a second, and I don't think I was seated.
July 8th, let's see, the special meeting has you making a motion, acceptance of resignation, Ed Edelman, and seconded by Kathy Newcomb.
But I don't think I was seated at that meeting.
She's seated.
I am? Okay.
Yeah, it said Perry Machinis, seconded by Diane Gagnon, to seat Kathy Newcomb for Lisa Sanchez.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. Are there any other corrections or questions? No? Okay, hearing none, I'll call the vote. Ed Edelman?
Aye.
Perry Machinis?
Aye.
Diane Gagnon?
Aye.
Nick still isn't here. Judy Buell?
I'm going to abstain.
And Kathy Downeyhugh, aye. Okay, so let's move to the next meeting minutes, the Zoom meeting July 8th that started at 7 p.m. Do I have a motion for approval on these?
So moved, Ed Edelman.
By Perry Machinis. Okay, same thing. Are there any edits or additions on these that people would like to add or change?
They look good, I thought.
I thought so also. Hearing none from any of the members, I'll call the vote. Ed Edelman?
Aye.
Perry Machinis?
Aye.
Diane Gagnon?
Aye.
Nick still not here. Judy Buell?
Abstain.
And Kathy Donahue, aye. Okay. That takes care of that. Number five, presentations. We do not have any presentations tonight, so we'll move on to reports. The first selectman report. Al? We hear you, Al. You have to unmute. Oh, now I lost him totally.
Is he talking?
No, he just dropped from my screen.
He just disappeared.
Yeah, maybe he's having a problem with connection. Sometimes that happens at the farm. Maybe we'll move on, unless Bob, do you want to fill in for the report or let Al sign back on for that?
No, I'm not prepared to speak for Al. I wasn't expecting him here tonight, so.
What, was that his phone number in the bottom of the screen?
I don't think so.
Okay, so that was something different. Okay, so there's no first selectman report at this point?
I don't think Al's here tonight.
Okay, all right, thank you, Bob. I wasn't sure whether that was his number or not, because he doesn't pop as a name on my screen. All right, So let's move on to the tax collector report. We received a copy of the tax collector report. Review. It was the end of June. We didn't get the end of July one yet. We didn't receive a copy of that yet.
Is anyone else having trouble reading this report?
Yeah, there's a lot of information on it.
Yeah, I don't see anything current.
Looking for a summary instead of maybe we could ask her for a summary sheet on it. Instead of, I believe in the first Leftman's minutes from their meeting, they had a summary. I was just looking for a copy of it.
Maybe we could provide her with a copy of what we used to get from our own tax collector.
Yeah, we can do that. I found the tax collector report from the first Leftman's meeting. Zane Reed reported that they collected $20,453.82 in June, or that makes the total collected to date, and this would be for the end of June, $3,852,402.13 collected to date. And then they had one refund, which the selectmen approved, which was for $1,910.04. But yeah, maybe we can send her a copy of the format of the other one, just like for a summary sheet. For us, as far as the information goes, I'll reach out to Zane on that. All right, now we're to the treasurer. Helen, you're up. Helen?
Okay, can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Okay, I have several transfers from last fiscal year and three from this fiscal year. A total of $44,920. I'm hoping that you all got the document that lists the detail for that. And $723 for this fiscal year.
Okay. Ellen, if everybody's looking at that document, she did an interdepartment list, and the total of the interdepartment was $7,146. We've already approved interdepartment transfers of $20,000, I believe, this year already. And then when you look to the left, that $44,920 is a total of both the interdepartment and the ones that are within the departments for these past 2 months. I did reach out to the auditor. Unfortunately, when I emailed him, then the storm came, and I think I lost some of my emails back. I did call him today, but I wasn't able to speak with him, but I also reached out to Carrie Olson of Mirtha Kalina and just said, you know, that we had already had $20,000 in transfers and that we had $7,146 additional. And whether that would require a vote just of the finance board or with the governor's order, the finance board and the board of selectmen, or was it still a requirement for it to go to a town meeting, which we could do virtually to approve those. She did get back to me and asked for the details of what the transfers were, the 7,146. And she did say that there are, that she can make some special appropriations under the governor's order. And she was supposed to get back to me to see whether these fit that. And I didn't hear back from her before the end of the day. Did send her the details of, you know, what they were, the $480, the transfer station, sanitation, the $2,512, and the sanitation tipping fees of $4,154. I should be hearing back from her, I would think, tomorrow morning. I don't know if she was for it today or working on other clients. So what I'd like to do is approve I took the $44,920 total, subtracted the $7,146, and I'd like to approve the ones that were within that money was there for, and approved that, which is, I believe, $37,774. Check me on that.
Okay.
$37,780.
$780?
Yep. I got $37,774.
I've got a 46. $37,774.
Okay. Yeah. So Ken, and once I hear back from the attorney that, you know, that we could just have a quick special meeting and approve the other transfers in the way that we need to do them. So can I have a motion for the transfers for the 1920 year of the $37,774?
Motion.
Thank you. Can I have a second?
A second.
Okay, and questions and discussions. Go ahead, Perry. Perry, raise your hand.
Well, I was going to second it, but somebody else. So.
Okay, does anybody have any questions? Go ahead.
I had that document, but I can't find it. I know I saw it because I looked at it, and now I'm having trouble finding it on my computer, figuring out what I do with it.
Do you want, I can go down the list of what the transfers that were within departments were. Would people like me to do that before we vote on this?
Was that
It was part of the transfer request that came with the financial reports from Ellen this month.
Look at that email again.
I can just run down them quickly.
I would like that. Thank you.
Okay. $50 was going from the treasurer postage to the treasurer mileage. I'm not going to say each account numbers. Dana, we can attach the account numbers and the list that Ellen gave us to the minutes for the record. The next one is $78 from election other workers pay to the election postage. And then there's $580 from election other workers pay to election HAVA, H-A-V-A. Then there's PZC, $58 from the PZC clerk account to the PZC VEP land use account. And there's one from $200 from the town garage oil account into the town garage telephone account. And community center cleaning, $25 transfer and community center supplies. From $33 from the building inspector supplies into the DOT physicals. And there's a big one that's $33,452, and this is for the road paving. And it's coming out of $20,000 out of the road maintenance account. $100 coming out of road maintenance payroll, $5,352 out of road maintenance overtime, which goes out to $33,452. Safety, and it's $171, and it's getting transferred out of the safety and into the town garage maintenance. Trucking. This is sanitation payroll, $180 being transferred to sanitation trucking. And sanitation payroll again, and this one is $1, and it's being transferred to sanitation NEROC. Yes, and then town clerk land records, there's $107. Being transferred out of that account into the town clerk assistant. And PZC clerk, there's $125 being transferred out of PZC clerk into PZC enforcement.
Kathy, I think you may have missed one.
I did miss one? Which one? I'm sorry.
$2,253 from ambulance to building inspector clerk.
Oh, I did. Thank you, Ellen.
You're welcome.
And as Ellen said, that one's from the ambulance to the building inspector clerk. So the total of those comes out to $37,774. Does anybody have any other questions for Ellen on these transfers?
Eric? I do. did you get with Mr. Berard to talk about the building inspector clerk as far as charging their time to P&Z?
I haven't spoken with him in months, honestly, no.
Yeah.
Well, I spoke to him at his house weeks ago about this, and I told, you know, he said he was going to get a hold of you, Ellen, because she's not billing her time correctly. She's not spreading it out to P&Z. And there may have been another account, but she's not splitting her time out. She's charging everything, no matter what she does, to the one account. That's why we keep having to transfer money into there, because all her hours are going to building inspector clerk and not to P&Z.
All right.
And he was supposed to talk to you about fixing that.
No, he hasn't.
Okay, I can reach out to him, Ellen, or you can reach out to him if you prefer. Yeah, maybe he can talk to the PZC, and I'm sure some of the things as wetlands too, people come in and request.
Yeah, wetlands.
Also, ask him to talk to the other departments and figure out a split, so okay. how it's assigned. Yeah, I'll put that on my to-do list here. Any other questions?
Why are we moving so much money into road paving? What do we set for a budget for road paving?
$220,000. $220,000. But the last road that was paved after the May meeting put us over by several thousands of dollars.
I think $70,000 went to buy the bucket truck.
Yeah. So this is to make up for shortfalls for that.
Well, they
last year. Yeah. Okay.
And then, thanks. Any other questions?
Well, I have something.
Okay, go ahead, Doug.
Okay. I've had several people ask me about the assistant clerk. And how he got there. And I think that's an... I think we were told at one point that Alan Cahill was the only one that could put him in or take him out. Is that correct?
Are we talking about
I'm talking about the assistant clerk.
The town clerk. Yeah.
I believe there's an ordinance that the selectman approved the assistant town clerks. Bob.
Oh, he did?
I don't know if they did or not. Bob, do you know if that he was approved or...
No, I think that's a matter of practice over the last many years when the town clerk had a rotation of assistants.
Yeah, I think she had submitted a list at one point of assistants that were certified.
Approved it. We talked about this originally because when Leslie left, we had hoped somebody else was going to come in to kind of help training, because we had so many ex-town clerks who were subbing for Leslie. That never materialized, and I don't have any further information on that.
Okay. Yeah, maybe that's something to look into then. I don't have the ordinances in front of me, but we can check the ordinance on that also, Diane.
Okay, thanks. I just don't know what to answer people, so, that's why I'm asking.
Okay. And maybe there is a town clerk association, Bob, so maybe, if some assistance, because she's new and, she hasn't completed all her training yet, we can reach out, she could reach out to the town clerk group and see if there's, some retired town clerks that would be interested in assisting her, giving her some more training.
Of course. Of course.
Because they usually work well together. All right, any other questions as far as the transfers go? Okay, hearing none, I'll do roll call again. Edelman?
Ed? Sorry, I was muted.
Okay, Perry Machinis?
I vote aye.
Diane Gagnon?
Aye.
Nick Brown's not here. Judy Buell?
Aye.
And Kathy Donahue, aye. Okay, now there are two transfers for the year 2021. These were within the departments from other line items. I'm just going to read them. One was election. It's coming from election other workers pay. It was $701 to election HAVA, H-A-V-A. The other one is from Memorial Day Parade, and it would be going to Dial a Ride, which is within the same department also, and it's $22. So the total for those two was $723. Do I have a motion to approve those transfers? This would be in the 20 per year 2021.
We have Dial a Ride, but I thought we didn't have Dial a Ride.
Through NECOG.
Yeah, I made a comment about this once before. I'm not sure what the name of the transportation services are that NECOG does, but when for most people in this area, when you say Dial a Ride, you're talking about Wyndham Regional Transit District, which we no longer have. So I would hope that we're using the right names for these agencies, because it's confusing otherwise.
I agree.
You're right, Ed. I did change the name of the account on the financial statements to NECOG Dial-A-Ride, but I neglected to include that in the transfer document. I apologize.
Okay, so it is in there. That's great.
Does NECOG actually refer to their service as Dial-A-Ride?
I don't know. I think that's what Alan had said at the meeting when he discussed it.
But yeah,
I'm not sure.
I've never heard that before or seen it on any of their buses or anything like that when I see their buses around.
I'll look at their budget request real quickly.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
I think we need to find out about that.
Well, Alan's looking at that. Are there any other questions on two transfers?
It says transit services on their budget request.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, who are they?
Why don't we use that terminology then or something, you know?
Okay.
Thank you.
Do we know who they are?
NECOG.
It's part of NECOG.
It's part of the bundle of services that NECOG provides for our town. So they'll be labeled NECOG transit services from now on.
Has anybody seen one around?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions on these transfers?
Hey, Kathy, I'm not a member of your board, but I don't understand the HAVA expenses, the Help America Vote Act.
It was purchases of computers that were going to be partially refunded by the Secretary of State.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay, I guess that's it then. I'm going to call for the votes. Ed?
Aye.
Barry McGinnis?
Aye.
Diane Gagnon?
Aye.
Judy Buell?
Aye.
And Kathy Donahue? Aye. Nick Brown is not here. Okay, that takes care of the transfer requests. Ellen, do you have any other information you'd like to share at this point?
I've tried to start the FEMA application. I have not received the bills from the Board of Ed yet.
Yeah.
And the only FEMA bills that are going to be allowable for the town side are the signs that were put up on the sides of the roads and that mailing, because apparently the hazard pay for the transfer station workers is not an allowable cost.
Okay. Are there any other, funding out there outside of FEMA coming from the state that maybe we could fit that other pay under, or not sure?
I don't know.
Okay. Could I have a clarification on this? When we say FEMA, I think of natural disasters. Are we actually talking about COVID related expenses though?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
It's 7:30.
When I had read an article in the Connecticut Mirror this month, the Hampton Elementary School had $95,028 in anticipated expenses, and RD11 had submitted $112,500 in expected expenses that were going to be COVID related. It did list them in the article, what categories they were in, et cetera. So I can forward that to you, Ellen, if you want, just so you know, you can read out to the schools and confirm it.
And that's all I have.
Okay. Oh, all right. Ellen did send out an updated budget versus actual for the 2019-20 year. She got some information late this afternoon from Sally. Originally, the Hampton Elementary School budget looked like it was at 95% spent, and it's now been changed to 100% spent. And Ellen, do you expect still some things trailing in as far as this?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay. All right. So that's Ellen, treasurer and answers. Board of Education, we don't seem to have a representative online with us. I did attend a special meeting at the Elementary School Board of Education. I took some notes. They did change their start date so that they could finish up and be better prepared for the students to enter. So the start day for the students, their first day of school, is going to be September 2nd. GLEMO, the Communications Committee, is putting put together information for a mailer. GLEMO is going to print it. It's going to be mailed out to the townspeople, distributed by mailing. That includes all the reopening plans and a new parking lot traffic flow routes in order for them to have people coming in and out of the building in a certain way, also related to the COVID. They did change one thing in their plan. Originally, they had talked about preschoolers not wearing, but masks are going to be required for everyone there unless you have a medical condition, and Beverly will be overseeing that part of it. Sam also took a freeze in her salary for this year, so she will not be taking her raise.
Who did that?
Sam Roberson, the principal.
Yeah.
Let her in and took a freeze in her salary, so she's going to be at last year's salary rate. And so that money will be in the budget for them. Her raise will be in the budget for them to be able to use towards a thing. They are also looking to add a technologist position to work with the teachers, specifically in staff in building, because they're probably going to have a mix of students, some that will be, you know, remotely learning, and some that will be in the classroom, and they feel they need that additional support. They are going to find it within the budget amount. So that's that was one of the things that they were going to be looking at. And I guess that's it. I did not attend the Region 11 meeting, so I don't have an update on that. However, I did not receive any region reports either. Dana, did you receive?
Yeah. What was in your mailbox today, received June 23rd, was the RT financial data as of March 2020 and third FY quarter.
March 2020?
Yep.
So we don't have any year-end information from them.
No, just this, and it was received at the end of June, but it's only in your mailbox today, so.
Okay, so in the to-do list, I'll read out and see if, you know, we can get updated information in the year end.
Excuse me, I have a comment back to the elementary school. I just want to just let people know that I'm on the, I'll be on the negotiation, or I'll be attending the negotiation, teacher negotiation meetings in our first meeting. I don't think it's with the teachers yet, it's just with the team of negotiators, will be next week. So I might have some news of some sort to report. Although, as you folks might recall, you can't really report on current negotiations other than to say we're meeting. So,
yeah, we can provide Ed with information, you know, as needed as far as the financial picture of the town, et cetera. But this is like their first organization. Thank you again for volunteering for this role for us. Okay, going back to the agenda. Board of Finance Committees is next. Human Resource Committee did not meet. At this time, I'd like to disband that committee and probably bring it back when budget season starts again for review. I still have all the documentation that I've collected this year and that I've sent out to all the members on file for that. The Policies and Procedures Committee did not meet either because we were planning on meeting and then we landed up all losing our power and our internet. So I asked Judy if she would like to join us on that committee. Judy?
Yep.
And she said that yes, she would. And if anybody else would like to join in that committee, I will send the postings around to everyone and be reaching out. Judy is available during the day. We wanted to have Ellen be able to sit in on the meetings and also a representative from the Board of Selectmen. So I'll be reaching out to everybody to see what time and day is good for people as far as that goes. Correspondence. Kathy checked the email for me. There was a survey in there about budget participation during COVID-19 pandemic. I need to respond to. And then there was also a trail maintenance board from Alan about trail maintenance equipment list. Although it was supposed to be attached and the attachment wasn't there. I believe, Kathy, you reached it back out and let Alan know the attachment wasn't there. Kathy Newcomb?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. And it just says, here's a list of trail maintenance equipment you requested, and it was related to the airline trail funded by town budgets and WNCOG grants. So it was just an update on that information.
Did you say WNCOG? WNCOG doesn't exist.
WNCOG, well, that's what's in here as far as WNCOG grants. It says WINCOG. That's what's in my header on this.
I think they need an update.
Yeah. whoever originally sent this, yeah.
Yeah, it's time to stop cutting.
I'm sure it's funded by some grants, but WNCOG is not the grant
right
any at this point in time anymore.
No.
Okay. And then that was all I had for correspondence. Old business discuss alternate meeting dates and times is still on here. Because we had the conflict with the other meeting, but I do believe that they've changed their meeting.
No, I just checked the calendar, and they're scheduled for the same night we are, the second Wednesday.
They did last month.
Yeah, they changed it last month, but
but it's not, it's still on the same thing now. Okay, so I think Kate Donnelly's the chair of that committee.
Yes.
I'll reach out to Kate and just say and see if, you know, they're planning on staying on the same night or not, or whether.
Hey, Kath?
Yep.
Since the reason we changed this was because of Nick's Boy Scout commitments, are they even meeting because of the pandemic?
I'm not sure. And since Nick's not here, I don't know. I do know that, you know, one of the local Eagle Scouts just made a picnic.
Right.
That are.
Yeah, I do believe Boy Scouts are meeting.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I think I just looked at the calendar again, and Green Energy is down there for both the first Wednesday and the second Wednesday of the month for August and September and October.
Oh, so maybe they didn't pull the old date off.
I think that's what it is, yeah. But okay. Check in with Kate, just to be sure.
Okay, yeah. I'll check in with Kate. Thank you. Okay, we're on to the back. New business, discuss and act on the purchase of the backhoe. Okay, Al.
Is that our new backhoe sitting at the town garage?
Bob?
No. Both John Deere and JCB provided equipment that the DPW could use.
Yep.
So they could make an informed decision.
That's great. The backhoe was approved by a vote of purchase was approved by a vote of 96-82. So they're demoing models now to see how they like them and what, you know, how they like the attachments, I assume, and the equipment that they use it. And so Bob, they haven't picked one yet that they want?
No, they haven't. I've talked with members of the DPW and they were still deciding. John Deere perhaps had a bit of an edge. They have they're local, and parts are readily available.
That would be from the W.I. Clark, and they're local and very give very good service and right.
Exactly. Have any issues. So at the moment, the Board of Selectmen have talked with DPW and decided to let them exercise. It was basically going to be between JCB and John Deere. Caterpillar, Cat was, you know, $25,000 more expensive.
Yeah.
The ones that are being checked out now, are they roughly comparable in price?
Yes. One is $124,999 and one is $125,000.
And then there was an additional attachment that they wanted to get for the clamshell bucket.
But that was the base price. It was a dollar difference between John Deere and JCB.
Yeah, and you know, they were considering some additional attachments, quick connect attachments. So Bob, at this point is when they make a decision as to which one they want to buy, we could have a special, very brief meeting as far as approving the funds. The town did approve the funds up to $150,000, but that way the Board of Finance will have approved the funding also. But we need a dollar amount. So.
Well, sounds to me like John Deere would be the way to go if we have readily available parts.
There's Nick.
Hi, guys. I'm sorry. I was having a family dinner. Completely forgot about the meeting.
Welcome, Nick. I'm sorry.
My apologies.
Let's see where JCB, Northland Job, Northland Industrial, has the road on it, doesn't have where they're at, where they're located. I'm sure that, you know, parts would be readily available for both pieces of equipment. That goes just, you know, one's more local as far as being able to run and pick them up.
Absolutely. And we're going to leave it up to the men who are going to use the equipment to exercise their final decision.
Yeah, and demo is very common and a good thing for them to be able to do to try both of them out. So, all right, so I guess any action on that item tonight. And that brings us to the citizens' comments. And again, are there any other comments?
Well, I just wanted to mention about the backhoe, Bob. I'm glad you guys haven't bought one yet, you know, before we had a chance to vote on it. I just want to remind you that the statutes say that we have to approve that before you guys sign on the dotted line. And I would remind you to please do it that way. Let Kathy know when you're ready. We'll have a special meeting. We'll approve the dollar amount, and that way we do it according to the statutes.
Actually, if I can chime in here, the statute actually says that we should be approving it before it goes to the town meeting.
Well, remember when we did, Kathy, remember when we did the $250,000 for the school? We asked the town attorney, Rich Roberts, about that, and he basically said, and I know I saw the wording, in creating a CNR, but his opinion was that the statutes weren't really clear on who had to go first, but it was clear that both had to happen before the money could be spent.
Well, it says in the statute that the selectmen shall notify the Board of Finance of the fact that an appropriation is needed, and the chairman of such board shall call a meeting to consider the appropriation, and the board will make the necessary appropriation after it's approved by the town if it's above a certain amount.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's kind of pretty clear that it's supposed to come to us first.
Yeah, which statute is that?
Kathy? That's 7-348.
Oh, 348, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll hope that I just read a news article about the town of Putnam. They had an emergency situation where they had to buy a new generator, their 1953 generator, pick the bucket. And they went to the Board of Finance immediately to get approval for it. And they jointly determined that it did not have to go to a town meeting because it was an emergency situation.
Okay, so can we attach Ford Statute 7-348, we can attach that to the minutes so that people can actually see it and the board members can all have it also, and also.
Well, you might, Kathy, you might want to include 7-360 and 7-364 with that, which is the creation and use of capital non-recurring funds.
Okay, just that way they'll be there for reference attached to the minutes. And that way the board members can also have them as far as being able to look into that and also. Okay, now.
Kathy, that's the final question. And that is, do we create a special CNR account for this or just add it to trucks and equipment?
Well, you know, it fits into trucks and equipment. Once they have an amount and what they want to purchase with the attachments, I think we would just put the money into the trucks and equipment line item.
Okay.
Need a separate one for the backhoe. Ellen, what do you think on that, Ellen?
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Okay. That's it for discussion of purchase of backhoe. We're back to citizens' comments. We were under citizens' comments, and Perry, you brought that up under citizens' comments. So now, anybody else want to speak for citizens' comments? Okay. Hearing none, I'm back to suggestions for next agenda. Don't hear any suggestions. As always, you can email them to the Board of Finance website. You can also email them to my personal email. And or reach out to Dana and email them before we post the next agenda. In the meantime, I will notify people once we have Dana notify everyone once we have a subcommittee meeting for the Policies and Procedure Committee. And I will also like to ask everyone here before we sign off tonight, when we lost power and didn't have internet, I was able to access, although my phone was going in and out depending on the tower also, but I was able to access some people by email, but I didn't have everybody's email and phone numbers. I only have some of the numbers. So I reached out to some of you by phone and text, and I reached out to others by email, but I wasn't really sure whether you would be able to read it or not, whether you had power or whether were able to access it on your phone. So Ed, you have everybody's contact numbers. If everybody's willing, I would like the list of the contact numbers. So if we land up in that kind of situation again, I can just, blast a text out to everyone or make a phone call to people who don't have phones.
Yeah, I can forward what I have. Of course, it's somewhat dated now. We've had people in and out since that time.
Yeah. And we'll update it and make sure you have an updated list also. If everybody's okay with that. Is everyone okay?
Okay.
Serves on the board at this point.
Makes good sense.
Okay. All right. Okay, I want to thank everybody. The date, time, and place of the next meeting, Dana, I believe it's 9. Dana?
I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't know, I'll fill it in. I'm not looking at a calendar right here, but I'll fill it in.
September 9th.
Yeah, it's 9-9, yeah.
Oh, hey, Kathy. Yep. I had forgotten to ask Ellen, the unassigned fund balance over the total, 1,180,815 over 5,291,918 is 22.3%. I wanted to ask her earlier if that was the correct way to calculate that.
The only way I've ever heard to calculate it. Do you have another suggestion?
No, I'm making sure I'm doing it right.
I would say the unassigned fund balance divided into the budget.
Budget, yeah, gives you a percentage.
Okay, so that tells me at the end of July we're at 22.3%. without the backhoe money being taken away?
The unassigned balance that I've been using was from the last audit, so that was June 2019. I don't know what our balance will be until after.
Well, the reports you sent out, the unassigned fund balance was $1,180,815.
Yeah, she's talking about what I believe what Ellen is saying. I'm sorry, Ellen, if I'm speaking for you, is that, you know, the information she provided to us was the audited figure from the end of last year. Is that?
No, I just, as of the end of July, is this the 22% is the current number? That's what I wanted to ask.
Go ahead, Ellen.
That's where we are today.
Ellen?
Who's got crickets?
I don't know.
Oh, that's probably me. Hold on, I'm muted.
Well, Ellen, we just wanted to reconfirm the figure you provided to us was out of the audited report, and the other figure that Perry's quoting isn't actually audited at this point.
Right.
No, it's in the July 31st report.
Yeah, the only concern I'd have with using that number, Perry, is we might have, you know, new tax revenue coming in and people pay their bills in July. I don't know. I mean, I would stick with the end of June as a sort of a benchmark that we always use, right? I don't know. I don't know where you're going with that number. If you're going to change it every month, or is there something significant about the end of July?
No, it's the last available data. That's all.
Okay. Yeah, that just fluctuates a lot based on cash coming in, I would think. So I don't know.
Ellen, would you like to speak to that, please? Ellen?
Oh.
Can you speak to Nick's comments?
Speak with the auditor. I'm not prepared to give you a current percentage, no.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Thank you. I guess that's it for tonight.
Hey, Bob. Bob? Mr. Yeah. Grindle?
Yes, what?
When I was at the dump the other day, neither of our guys were wearing masks. And I asked Ralph, and he made it sound like you guys aren't providing them masks. What's up with that? This is not part of the meeting, Kathy.
No.
The meeting's still being recorded, so that is part of the meeting if you're asking.
I provided them with a box of new masks. I'm not sure. I don't have an answer for that. I did provide them with masks.
Well, maybe they're out and we can just double check with them again and see if they need.
Every time I've been there, they've been wearing masks. So.
Well, up until, what was it? Last, I can't remember, it was last Wednesday or Saturday. They had been, and that was the first time neither of them had one on. And when I asked Ralph, he said they were, he made it sound like he didn't have any or didn't have enough of them or something, but neither of them were okay. Wearing one.
Okay, I'll check that out on Saturday.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, Bob.
You're welcome.
Okay, so I guess we need a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
And a second?
I'll second. Ed Edelman, I'll second.
Okay. And do I need to call roll vote, or are we all in agreement?
We're in agreement. Good
night. Okay. Good night. Thank you, everybody, and stay
good
safe.
Night.
And good night.
Stay well.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Nick, I will reach out. I'm sorry I didn't reach out to you. Next time I'll make a phone call just to see if you're home. I just thought maybe you weren't.
I just lost track of time.
Yeah.
My apologies.
Okay, but
next time
I'll just give you a buzz.
Yeah, call me. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. It won't happen again. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.